Daf Mem Ches. So we got down to two wire lines down, really three wire lines down on Mem Ches. We were talking about why Muksa could not have been on this list of Isurim. We had yesterday's Daf and Daf Mem Zayin about Mevasha, Gira, Nasha, Bechalav, Beyomtif, and we had all these different Isurim, a total of five of them. And the fifth one we couldn't figure out. Initially we had said maybe it was Havara. We threw out Havara, wasn't really there because of Hoyel. And then we said maybe it was something else, maybe it was really Muksa. And the Gemara says it can't be Muksa. Number one is Muksa is not the Raisa. Number two is, even if Muksa is deraisa, ain chilik malachas b'yamtav. So already chai for being mevas b'yamtav, so you can't be chai another set of malchus for Muksa, even had it been deraisa. So the Gemara therefore rejects Muksa could not have been the fifth violation of that case. So what is the fifth violation? So the Gemara now says, again, three wide lines down in Mem Ches Amun Aleph, Ela Apik Havara. Let's remove Havara from the list, because that's not chai because of Hoyo, like we discussed yesterday. V'ayil Atzei Asherah. Let's include Atzei Asherah. That's using wood from a Asherah tree. So where's the lav of using Asherah tree? Vazhara mehacha lo yidbak biyadcha meuma min acherim. A person should not cling. A person should not use anything from Asherah tree. So Gemara says Amar le Rav Acha brei de Rav Abaye v'nilka nami mishum v'lo savi toeva el beis acha. In addition to getting hana from an Asherah tree, there's also an issur bringing avodah zara into one's house. So in terms of this particular issur, there's a three-way machlokas how to understand this issur of lo savi toeva el beisecha. Some rishonim hold that it's an issur that a person to get hana from avodah zara in general, even if he doesn't actually bring it to his house, it's lav dafka when it says in the pasuk el beisecha. Some say no, it's only if he brings it in his house with the intention of getting hana. And yet there's a third opinion that says bring it into your house even with no intention of getting hana. So there's three different shittas about bringing to the house, getting hana. But that's what the Gemara says. Once you're talking about the zara of an atzeret tree, there's a general issur also of bring any or having any hana from a avodah zara. So that would have been a sixth set of malchus. So Gemara says, no, in the end of the day, this is how we conclude. Ela apik havara, let's remove havara from the list. V'ayil atzei hektesh. One is using the atzei hektesh, the wood from a hektesh. V'azhara mihacha, the iser is v'asherem tisrufun ve'esh. You're supposed to burn it, burn the asherah trees, as opposed to lo sasu kein la'ashem lo'kechem. But that which is designated for the base of Mikdash, hektesh, that a person should not burn, a person should not get benefit. So by burning it, one's violating the aver of lo sasu kein la'ashem lo'kechem. That's the violation. So the Rishon asks an interesting question. So there's an iser here of lo sasun kein la'ashem lokechem, don't burn hektish. But there's another iser when it comes to hektish, is me'ila. Why is me'ila not a sixth malchus here if we're talking about the realm of hektish? So what Rabbeinu Peretz answers is that ein hachanami, there would be a violation of me'ila. But we're only talking about the isurim that one gets even if there's no shava pruta. Right, to get the iser of basma chalav, to get the iser of cooking a yantav, you don't need there to be a value, shavapruta, maybe a kazayas, but not a shavapruta. Mi'ila requires shavapruta, so since that's an added factor that doesn't apply to the other iserim, it wasn't on the list. Be'ein achanami, there would be, had this, if the wood was shavapruta, there would be an additional iser of mi'ila. If it's pachas m'shavapruta, then there would not be an iser of mi'ila. The Ravid says, actually, this would not be a case of mi'ila. Why not? Because he says, since we're talking about basma chalav, and it's also to get hana from basa b'chalav, by definition, there's no value to it. That which is asr b'na in general has no value. A person can't get married to a woman with that which is asr b'na. There's no shavapruta to it. So there's no me'ila. Since it's basa b'chalav, there's an isr na, there's no shavapruta, then therefore there's not going to be an isr of me'ila. Either way, that's how the Gemara concludes that we're talking about a case of atzei hektish. So now the Gemara says, after going through this whole discussion of a hoyo, the Gemara says that we had to remember machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Chista, whether or not you can invoke the concept of Hoyel or not. That was that back in Daf Memvav. So the Gemara makes a comment now. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hoder Rav Chista v'Rabbah. That machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Chista, whether you could say Hoyel v'Klai Orchim or not, is a machlokas de Rabbi Yelezer v'Shua. Machlokas in the Mishnah. So this machlokas Amaroyim, a Rabbah Rav Chista, lined up with the machlokas Tanaim of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yelezer. Remember what they were talking about was in that Mishnah. If a person has dough and they didn't separate it yet, Isa shall tame Isa, whether they should bake it and then separate it, whether you let it sit out and just on its own, whether you put it into cold water. So again, the position, just to remind ourselves again, was that Rabbi Yeshua, no, this is Rabbi Elazar, the Mishnah said, you don't make it challah until you've baked it first. First you bake it and then call challah. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you should let it out, sit, don't touch it. You're actually not chayiv in it, because since it's not yours anymore, you could separate it now and let it grow into chametz. It's not your bayira, only applies to lecha velo shel gavoa. So again, Rabbi Eliezer says you should bake it, then mafresh challah. Rabbi Yeshua says don't bake it, just separate it now and let it turn into chametz. So that machlokas, the Gemara says, lines up with Rabbi Rav Chisda about hoil. How so? So the Gemara says that again, Amar Rami Bar Chama Hadar Rav Chisda Rabba is a machlokas to Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. The Rabbi Eliezer Savar Amrina and Hoyel. You could bake because each dough, we'll look at Rashi in a second, you could bake it now because each dough, we don't know where challah is. Is challah going to be this dough or that dough or that dough? Each one has potential for me to possibly eat it. So therefore, ho, that I could possibly eat this challah, I'm allowed to bake it. And Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Lo Amrina Hoyel, we don't say Hoyel at all. We don't apply this case because he says Hoyel is not a concept that we hold of. So this machlokis in the Mishnah is the machlokis between Rabba and Rav Chisda. So Gemara says, Amr Rapapa, Rapapa says, Dilma, maybe we could say there's a chilek. Who says you have to line up the shitas equally? Dilma, ad kan lo kama Rabbi Eliezer Hassam, damin hoyol, the only time he says hoyol is be'in el de be'inya, the ka'ail tanura, kol chad v'chad chazile lidide. Now, when I put each of these doughs in the oven, potentially, I could eat it. This one or that one, each one could potentially be for me. Aval hacha de la orchan hu de chaze, lidide lo chazi, ema hachanami de la min hoil. But by the case of Rabbi Rav Chisda, where you're baking on Yontif, I'm not hungry. I had my meal. There's no way I'm eating it. It's only for a guest who might come and not for me. Maybe there you wouldn't say hoil. Maybe hoil only applies to yourself, but it wouldn't apply to someone else. So that's just a room for distinction. And the flip side, he says, where'd we go in a second? Maybe Rabbi Yeshua only says Hasam over there. The lo amrina hoil, we don't say hoil in the case of baking the bread. Of the dough that's being separated for challah, one for sure will not be eaten. One will definitely go to a kohen. We don't know which one, but one will definitely not be eaten. So there you can't say hoil. Halacha here, by just cooking on yontif to afterwards, hacha de chazi mias la'orchin, each item that I'm cooking is potentially the potential for someone to eat it, that it could all be eaten. So ema hachanami amrin ho. Maybe he will say ho in this case, and therefore both Rav Papa and Rav Shesha Breid Rab point out that's not completely aligned. It's possible, but it's not muchach to say Rabbi Rav Chisda is arguing with the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara then says amru rabbanan kamei de Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. The Rabbanan, the Talmidim, had said this discussion. They only quoted, according to Rashi, Rami Bar Chama's statement that he wanted to equate Rabbi Rav Chisda to Rabbi Eliezer Yeshua. So he said this shtickle Torah in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu kibble, Rabbi Zeira lo kibble. Rabbi Yirmiyahu accepted this understanding, the equation of the two different machlokasim, and Rabbi Zeira didn't accept this. So Amrle Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyahu turns to Rabbi Zeira and says to him, Milsa the Kashilan, a matter that we had such difficulty understanding this machlokas. We never understood the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Elazar. V'yasan kamashane, many years went by. B'may kemifli, by pligi Rabbi Elazar B'Yeshua, we didn't know what they're arguing about. Hashta amrua mishmei d'gav rabba. Now we're hearing, in the name of a God of Hador, in the name of Rami Bar Chama, v'lo nikble, not going to accept it? What's your answer? You know better answer. We've been sitting on this for years. There's no answer. Finally hear Taka good answer, and you're not willing to accept it. So amrle, heichi akable. How could I accept such an explanation? The Tanina, we have the statement in the Mishnah that Amar Le Rabbi Yeshua Le Devarecha, Rabbi Yeshua says to you, Rabbi Eliezer, Harehu Over Mishum Lo Tzatzeh Kom Lacha. Rabbi Eliezer, how do you allow baking on Yontif this challah dough? You're violating a real malacha. So that's what the Brisa says. So he says back Vishasikle. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have a response to this. Now, V'i is sister of Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, if it's really true, that Rabbi Zeira says that if Rabbi Eliezer really holds of hoil, that's why you're allowed to bake the dough on Yontif. He should have defended himself and say, I allow you to bake because hoil says it's not an issue of a malacha. The fact that he didn't respond that way tells me that's not the machlokas. It's not about hoil. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Zeira says, that's Rabbi Zeira's comment. So that's why he wasn't willing to accept this. Because had that been the svar, the hoil, the Brisa would have said this. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says back to Rabbi Yizera, Amar Lei Latamecha, according to your logic, Hadi Tanina Bebraisa, we have a Braisa, Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer Devarecha, Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Shua, Harehu Over Mishim Bayir Bay Matzei, if you don't bake it, he says, Rabbi Shua, you just let the dough rise and rise and rise, you're going to violate the Issa Deraisa of Bayir Bay Matzei. How is that allowed? Vishasikle. And Rabbi Shua didn't respond back. Hachanami delo hadirlei, but hakahama hadirlei b'masisin. But even on the Braisa, Rabbi Shua didn't respond back. We have a Mishnah where he did respond back. What was Rabbi Shua's response? Why he let the dough rise? And it's not a problem of Bayi Rabbi Matzei. The Tanan lo zeh chametz semuz harin alav mishum Bayi Rabbi Matzei. This is not the type of chametz that you're chayv for owning. Why not? Only if it's lecha that you own. But if it's hafrashas chala that you don't own, you're not subject to the issur Bayi Rabbi Matzei. So, ela shasuk lebi braisa. In the braisa didn't record the conversation. It was silent. But the Mishnah did fill in the holes. Hachanami here as well, in terms of the response of Rabbi Eliezer, granted, Rabbi Eliezer didn't say his response about Hoyel, but Hachanami, Emer Shasuk Lebi Masisin, the Mishnah, he stayed silent, but but we have another Braisa where Rabbi Eliezer does defend himself, where Rabbi Eliezer says it's about Hoyel. So just because one Tanakh statement doesn't have the full conversation, another one might, and therefore just because he doesn't say the answer doesn't mean the answer in the Svara is not true. So in the end of the day, that's the back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer, between Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yirmiya. How do we paskin halacha lemaisa in terms of the dough that one has on Pesach, and he wasn't mafresh challah, and it's tameh, that Mishnah going back a couple of days ago? What's the bottom line? Tanya Rabbi Omer, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, which says you should bake it, and then afterwards you could separate it. And Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Halacha Kibbe Mesera, that says you should put it in cold water to prevent it from rising any further. That's the machlokes, how to paskin. So look at Tosas' comment. The one Tosas on the page says, Rabbi Omer Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer, and Harav Rabbeinu Yosef Pasak K'Rabbi. We paskin like Rabbi, which means you paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that you could bake it this way. Mishum Dekai Melon Kivase Mechavero V'Cheina Minog. That we have a Gemara in Erevin that tells us, Rabbi Mechavero V'lo Mechaverov. But this is one against one. Rebbe versus Rabbi Yitzhak, how to paskin? So we embrace the sheet of Rebbe. But comes along Tosus to say further, V'ri, docha, he says this is not true. Deshema, lo kamer hachak Rebbe mechavero, maybe we don't say Rebbe in this case more than his friend. Da ifluge rabbe Rav Chista b'hachi. It's not just Rebbe. Some of the Amoraim are weighing in here as well, how to understand the machlokes. V'hada halacha k'Rebbe mechavero haynu hecha deleka pluksa d'Amoraim. Maybe we only told like Rebbe when there's no further machlokes in the Amoraim. But if the Amoraim further debate the issue, maybe we wouldn't go on to passing like Rebbe. Okay, interesting. Derech
ha-psak. I'm sorry, in the case, according to Rashi, isn't it the possibility of separating a piece of each challah make it like much more able to say hoyel? I mean, Rashi explains that the reason why Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's okay is because he could actually...
That's part of it. But, but that's still hoyel.
So it's very little... It's very non-refutable because there's no actually piece of challah that he won't eat.
No, and there, but you're still baking because you're not baking everything for yourself. There's a possibility that some of it's still going to be
a
given to the...
Each of the challahs actually are...
But you still need to rely on hoyel either way. Rashi explains two ways how it is hoyel, but you still have to rely on hoyel. Rabbi Shua does not rely on hoyel, so therefore, even if we say it's a whole loaf or even a piece of a bread, it still is a... Apparently not, yeah. So now the Gemara says, last seven lines of the Amud here, Kamashir Isa. What's the size of an Isa that one is chayv in Hafrashas Chala? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yishmael Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Broko, Omer, Bechitin Kavayin, which is two kav, and Besorin Shlosh is kavin. So different shirim, wheat requires two kav, and barley requires three kav. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Chilav Hadvar, it's the opposite. Really, Chita requires three kavin, and some require Kavayim, two kav. V'hatan, it doesn't arise to teach us that Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan Broko, Omer Bechitin Shlosh is kavin, Ubisorin Arba kavin. Now it's a bit different. That Chita requires three, and so it requires four kavin. And lo kasha, there is no contradiction. They're talking about different types of, different qualities of flour. Ha b'chasichasa, ha b'malyasa. When it comes to chasichasa, the lower grade of flour, you need more kav in order to accomplish the dough that's needed. The higher quality, the malyasa, that requires less flour to have the pure dough that you're looking for. If you look at Rashi, Rashi just says, "Habechasichasa, habemalyasa, kamaisa bemalyasa." The first one is a higher grade flour, therefore less kav will produce the dough wanted. And Basraisa, the second one, where you have a larger shear, is bechasichasa sheshalosh shelhen eino ela kavayin tovos. Because of the flour, you need to sift through to get the good flour of the bad flour. So if you start with three kav of chita, and you sift through, you end up with two good qualities of kav. That's the difference. So Gemara points out something interesting, that Amar Rapapa makes the comment, Shema Amina, we could learn from here, green chita chasichasa mechita malyasa, that the lower grade wheat is worse off relative to the higher grain wheat in the ratio to tfe midagarin sira chasichasa misyasa from the difference between the higher grade barley to lower grain barley. In other words, the ratio of the 3-2 is a higher than 3-4. From 3-2, right, 2 good wheat to 3 bad wheat is a third of a difference. It's a bigger difference, 33%. As opposed to barley, it's 3 amount of barley to 4 amount of barley. That's a difference of 25%. So we see the difference of a better grain, better quality wheat to lower wheat is a greater difference than the difference between the higher grade barley to lower grade barley. That's what he says. The ilu hasam over there, tilsa, it's a 33% difference of the different grades of wheat. But hacha, by the barley, it's revi, it's only 25%, a quarter of the difference. Okay, I'm not sure why the comment is, but that's what the Repapa is pointing out. So then the Gemara says, Amr Rav, kava milugna lepischa v'chein l'chala. So when it comes to the making chametz, Pesach rather, that there's a certain amount of dough a person should bake. If it's too much dough, then you can't watch over everything, it turns to chametz. So a kav should be used for baking matzahs, but it's a kav of milugna, which was a certain place, how they measured things. And that's the same kav that's needed for hafrashas challah. If you have a kav milugna, that's enough of a dough, enough of flour to be chayv and challah. So Gemara says, really, a kav is all you need? V'hatani, the Braisa tells us, going on Tamid Beis now, we learn differently that chameshes revoim kamach v'od, you need 5 quarters and a little bit, which is another way of saying 1 1/4 plus a little bit of a kav, not just 1 kav, but 1 1/4. So it's a larger shear than what we just suggested. So Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. This is what we're saying. Kava milugnoi namia hai shirakoi. Meaning, a kav in general, by the standard, kav 1 1/4 is what you need for challah. But the kav that they measured in milugnoi was a larger kav. The kav in milugnoi equaled a kav 1 1/4 of the standard measurement of a kav. That's all. So Gemara then says, Amr of Yosef, Hani Nashi Didan, our women, Nog Lemefa, Kefiza, Kefiza Lepischa. They have the practice, when they bake matzah, they use a kefiza amount of bread or a flour. And Rashi is that Shloshes Lugin, which is smaller than what's really allowed. They're very machmer. They're machmer in themselves. You look at Rashi much further down in the Rashi's, and more than halfway down the narrow lines, Nog Lemefa, Bepischa, Kefiza, Shloshes Lugin, Lechumra, Leshoma Minachimis. They're machmer. We know women are very machmer by chametz. So even though you could have a larger shear of dough, they were makbet to use a much smaller shear just to avoid any isurim of chametz. So the Gemara then says, Amalei Abaye, my daitcha, what's your das? Why would you allow for such a thing? It's a chumrah, and the chumrah dasu de kula. What's the kula? Sounds like a very nice chumrah to take upon ourselves to avoid any isur chametz. The kula is as follows. Because deka mafkilei michala. Because now, if you were to use a kav milugna for making matzah, you could also be mafresh challah. You get the mitzvah of hafresh challah. But if you use less than that, granted you're protecting yourself from chametz, but you're not getting the mitzvah of challah. We encourage people to do the mitzvah of challah. So you're circumventing the mitzvah of challah. Why would you do that? That's a kula. So the Gemara says, Amar Leh da avdin krebi Eliezer. No. Each separate dough was made less than a kav, a 3 lug, to avoid chametz, but you could still create hafresh challah. How so? The shita of Rebbe Eliezer. The Tani Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Haroda Venosein Lasal, a person who scrapes off the dough from the walls of the oven, what he's allowed to do is Hasal Mitzar from the challah. This I get not frequent, but this is not an uncommon question, that a woman wanted to be mafresh challah and she forgot the mafresh challah, or maybe she didn't even, she needed dough separately, but she wants the mafresh challah. How can you combine different doughs in order to do hafresh challah? And the answer is by putting them into a basket. Putting various doughs into a basket, that would be a way to combine them of a fresh challah, even though they were not needed together. For Amar Yehuda, Yehuda says, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Kurebi Eliezer, that's how he paskin. So very simple. You bake each, or you knead each dough separately, less than a kav to avoid chametz, but you put them all in a basket to do a fresh challah, and then you separate them again when baking them. So Amar Lei, V'ha Itmar Allah, don't we have a statement on this at Amar Rishu Ben Levi? Lo Shanu Ela Kikaros Shabavel, it's only when the doughs are actually touching, biting, literally biting each other. What that means is, when you put the doughs together, sometimes when you separate them, they're going to stick to each other, the dough. If you put them, let's say the dough is very hard. Let's say a challah is baked already. You put 2 baked challahs next to each other, they're not going to stick to each other, obviously. Well, so when it's needed, depending how sticky it is, if they put it strong enough, they're going to stick to each other, there's going to be some biting. You put them next to each other, and they're not going to be noshlos. They won't draw the dough from each other. That's not enough. So it's not enough to just put into a basket. You have to also attach them to each other. Aval ka'achem, if they're just separate, independent loaves of bread, lo, it won't work. So the Gemara says, no. Ha itmarla, that they say, amar b'chinina afilu ka'achem, not true. But when you put them into the basket, you actually don't have to have them touch each other. There are a few different heterim, we'll see a few more. If, let's say, there are, what I recall, I think there are three or four methods of combining dough to mafish challah. One is to put them all in a basket, even if they're not touching each other. A second way is, if it's a flat table, and you have them touch each other, no shchos, that will work even without the basket. A third way is, if you put them on the table, and you cover it up with a cloth, that would be a third way to combine those in order for hafrashas challah. So what we learn from here is, that even though it was suggested that the basket works only when it's also no shchos, the Gemara says not true. The baskets work in its independent method, and no shchos is another method to combine dough for hafrashas challah. No, the fact that when the dough, the more dough that's there, the more likely that it will turn to chametz. The less dough, it just...
But anyways, they have to put all... They have to wait till the doughs are together to be mafish challah before baking.
Baked. Over here, it does say this is post-baking.
Otherwise, otherwise, he doesn't...
And the basket is mitzar of them.
Uh-huh.
And the attachment is sometimes when they're baked in the oven, it says over here, they bake like attached, like half dough bombs when you put them
on. And you separate them. Okay. Okay, but even if it's not baked, I still think it would still apply. Meaning the issue is not the waiting time. There's not much to wait. You put it into the basket and you could attach it to each other. It won't be an issue of chametz, I don't think.
No, but the whole issue is that they are baking each one in a small quantity so they can watch it well. But if they have this one here and this one here, once they do this one, this one might start being chametz.
No, you put them all in the oven at the same time.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that they don't want them to put it in the oven because they can watch it better when it's a small quantity.
Or they're kneading separately, the kneading process. It takes 5 minutes to knead the dough, and then it's waiting until the other dough that's kneaded. If you have five of them, and in theory, the first one waited 25 minutes.
Right. Okay, fine. So then the Gemara says, Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, Tavla, Shein, Lo, Livaz, Bazin, Mahu. So let's say you want to put it into something container, but it doesn't have any rim to it. So it's a flat pan, let's say. So, Ma, what's the din? So do we say that's also mitzarif, that only a basket where there's like walls that go around it? So Gemara says, "Mal toch kli ba'inan v'halak." You need a toch. You need that to be an inside, and this flat pan does not have an inside. Oh, adilma of your kli ba'inan v'ha'ik, or maybe you just need the airspace over a kli, and that you've had with a flat pan, you do have an avir kli. So Gemara says, "Take it. We don't have an answer for this." So halacha ma'aseh paskins. The Rashi points out, depends where you are. If it's chalas Eretz Yisrael with zechiv derais of chala, so then the din would be we should be machmir, and this would not be mitzarif. If it's in chalas chutzlaretz where it's only derabanan, so then one could be meko that this would be mitzarif. So the Gemara then says Tani Rabbi Eliezer Omer hasal mitzarifin, the basket could be mitzarifit. Rabbi Shu Omer Tanur mitzarifin. He says no, he's more meko that you don't have to put into a basket, but even in the oven that's enough for it to combine to one unit. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Kikaros shel bavel shenoshkus zumizum et starfos. If you attach them to each other where they stick, that will also be enough to move it starf them. So the different shitas had to accomplish this. So the Gemara now says the new Mishnah teaches us that Rabbi Gamliel Omer shalosh nashim loshos kaachas v'ofas betaner echad ze achar ze. The three women are allowed to knead dough and bake. Now, even though what that means is that when the first lady is baking, so the other lady is waiting for her turn. They only had enough room to do one at a time, so it's waiting, and it might turn to chametz. And then ready a third woman has to wait for two women to bake in front of her. Still, nonetheless, Rabbi Gamliel felt that wasn't enough time for it to turn to chametz. That's allowed. More than three women already, that means a fourth woman has to wait even longer. That would be a problem, but three women waiting for the first and second to bake, that would be fine. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Gamliel, four lines down, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, Shalosh, Nashim, Lashos, Ba'akachas. Kolachas malei toner, each one fills the oven, so there's not enough for the friend to bake at the same time. Vein kan chimetz, af apisha ha'achas mamtenes ad shiyafu hashaim, even though the last one's waiting for the other two to bake, that will not turn into chametz. The Chachamim Omrim says in the Mishnah, shalosh nashim oskos bebatek ka'achas. They could all be osik in the dough, but different stages. So achas lasha, achas arechas, achas ofe. While one's baking, one could shape, and one can knead. The three steps in baking a matzah. One is the kneading, one is the shaping, and one is the baking. They can't all be doing everything at the same time. If they're all kneading at the same time, and then shaping at the same time, one bakes, the other two are waiting. So it has to be, it reminds like, you know, when you sing like, row, row, row your boat, and one starts, and the next stanza starts, and the next stanza starts. So the first one bakes, first one kneads, they do nothing. Then that first person starts to now shape, so then the second one starts to knead. Then the third one bakes, the second one shapes, and then the third one's able to knead. This way they keep moving down the line in that order, but to have them wait at any point, that wouldn't work according to the Chachamim. Then the Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo ka nashim, lo ka etim, lo ka tanur mishavim, zach. So he says, not true. Not all women have the same ability, the speed in which they do everything. Not every firewood fuels the same way, has the same intensity of heat. And not all the ovens are the same in terms of the heat. So he can't just make a blanket statement that this is the rule. He says, zach klal, the rule is, tafach tiltush betonim. If it begins to rise up a little bit, put it into cold water, and that's going to cool it off and prevent it from turning into chametz. But he felt uncomfortable making such a rule across the board. So the Gemara then says, quotes a brisa, tani rabbanan. Lasha hi, so lasha, hi mikatefes, v'chaverta lasha tachta. So first person needs, so then when she needs, and she moves on to the shaping, so then her friend begins to need. Mikatefes, hi ofe, so then the one who was shaping, she moves on to the next stage, she begins to bake. Chaver to the one next to her, and mikatefes, she begins to shape. And tachta, v'ashish, and the third one, lasha, she begins to knead the dough, like I said before. So Ofe, so then he, the one who bakes, now he, Lasha, v'chaver to Ofe, tachtev ha-shlishis mekatevet v'chazer chali, like we said, it goes around the circle, this way everyone's doing something to their dough, it's not waiting at all for unattended, because kol zman she'oskos bebatzik, eino ba lidei chimetz. As long as someone's involved doing something, whether it's kneading, whether it's shaping, whether it's something, baking it, all those are going to prevent it from turning to chametz, so that's the proper process that has to take place. Then the Gemara quotes to Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lokal nashim, not all women are equal in terms of baking. So Tanya Amar Rabbi Kiva Danti Lifnei Rabbi Gamliel. So I was once learning in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Ilam Deini Rabbeinu Benashim Zrizos. Teach me, Rabbi. We're talking about Nashim Zrizos who are very careful and quick. Oh, Benashim Shein Zrizos are women who are just a standard way of baking. We're talking about Beitzim Lacham that were very moist that don't catch fire so well. Oh, Beitzim Yevashim that get to a very high level of heat. We're talking about Taner Cham, a very hot oven, or Taner Tzoner, a cold one. And Amrili says, Ein lecha el mashishanu chachamim, zeh klal tafach tildosh betonim. We only have what they taught us. We take the following din. If you see the dough begin to rise a little bit, gets a little bit bigger, then you put it into cold water to prevent it from turning into chametz any further. So now the Mishnah tells us, the last Mishnah on the Amud here, Seor Yisraf v'ochla patur. We'll see what that is in just a second. It's a partially baked, partially made chametz, not quite chametz. But one who eats it, it's not really chametz, it's pater, there's no iser karis. Siduk, if it begins to have cracks on the dough and it begins to bake further or rise further, that yisraf, you have to burn it. For ochlo, chayv karis, one who eats such dough would be chayv karis. Okay, so we have to know seor is pater, and siduk is chayv. How do you define these terms though? So, ezu sir, what's called sir? So, kikarne chagavim. If they begin to have cracks, the antennas of a grasshopper, where there's, a couple here and there, not a lot of them. So that's a sayer. That requires burning, but that's not subject to chiv karis. But siduk, if it begins to have many, many cracks, shinis arvu, sedakim, zebezeh, where the cracks begin to overlap with each other, much more cracking, much more rising, then divi Rebbe Yehuda, that's the definition that one would be chiv karis. So that's all the first sheet in Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. Chacham Omrim, Zevzeh Ha'ochla Chayv Karis. He argues and says, both the case of small cracks like Karnik Chagavim, or many cracks like Shinisarvu Sadakim, both of them are subject to the Isser of Karis. So according to him then, what's considered Seir? The Ezu Seir, Kol Shechsifu Panav Ka'adam Sh'amdu Sarosav. It's when the dough begins to turn white, like when a person gets scared, his hair stands up when he's scared of something, so then his face turns white, that's the color has to turn. So apparently when the dough begins to rise, it first turns white, and then begins to develop the cracks. So Chacham say, when it turns white, that's Seir, burn it, Bezochi of Karis. When it begins to crack, even just a little bit, even like Kikarni Chagavim, already at that point is it real Chametz, and one would be subject to the Isser Karis. So the Gemara now comments, Tanur Rabbanan Ezu Seir, Kol Shechsifu Panav Kadam Shamdu Sarosav. When it's the dough turns white, that's called Seir, like a person who gets very scared. And Siduk, when it begins to crack, when there's an Isser Karis, that's Kikarni Chagavim, Divrei Remer. That aligns nicely with the position of Rabbi Yehuda, it seems. Chachamim Omrim, Ezu Seir, Kikarne Chagavim, when it's Karne Chagavim, no, I'm sorry, this is the opinion of the Chacham, rather. Rabbi Meir here in the Rice is like Chachamim in the Mishnah. Now, Chachamim Omrim, Ezu Seir, Kikarno Chagavim, that's like the position of Rabbi Huda, and Siduk is Shinisarvu Sadakim Zebezeh. And then the Mishnah makes this interesting, the Bryce makes an interesting comment, Vizebezeh Ha'ochlo Chayv Karis. So this second opinion of the Chachamim, who says that Seyur is Kekarni Chagavim, but he goes on to comment, but if one eats it, you're Chayv Karis anyways. So that goes against our Mishnah. V'hatznan, our Mishnah says Seyur should be Yisraf for Ochlo Pater. Right? When Seyur is defined as Karni Chagavim, our Mishnah says you should burn it, but you're Pater from Karis. In this Brisa, it says Seyur, that's Kekarni Chagavim, a person should get Chayv Karis for it. So the Gemara says no. Ha'anatzan Seyur Yisraf for Ochlo Pater, Divri Rebbe Yehuda. Seema l'Rebbe Meir zevizeh ha'ochel chayv karis. The Brisa in the Gemara here, when it says zevizeh ha'ochel chayv karis, is actually going back to the Reisha of this Brisa. In other words, when the Reisha said in the name of Rebbe Meir that kol shich sifu panav kadam ha'asham desaros of his that seir, and then when it said siduk is kikarni chagavim zevizeh ha'ochel chayv karis, that's right. Meir commenting whether you eat it, whether it's karni chagavim, or whether it's sedakim shinis arvu, those two cases are chiv karis. That's what he's referring to. So Gemara now wants to know, Amar Rav, Rav says, my time at the Rebbe Meir, what's the reason, what's the svar of Rebbe Meir? Because that when even there's a small crack, like karni chagavim, there's already a chiv karis. Because he says, ein lecha kol sedek v'sedek milamala, shein lo kam sedakim milamata. Whenever there's a cracks on the outside, even though they're very minimal, indicates below, which Rashi is really inside, there are many cracks as well. So that already indicates there's a chiyuv karis. Okay, a bit of a technical doubt there. So let's just review quickly. We start by saying about, we're trying to figure out what was the fifth set of malchus that's included in the Isser, Bevasha, Gidanasha, Anyantif. We said it's not going to be Atze Asherah, because then you have to include another lav. It must be the Atze of the Hekdesh, was the fifth set of lav. And then the Gemara wanted to suggest that the machlokas of Rav, Rav Chisda, but Hoyil, it's like machlokas between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Elazar as well, about baking challah on Yantif, Isis Tamei. The Gemara then says, maybe it's not really true, maybe it doesn't line up with each other. And then we had a back and forth between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Zer, whether we accept such a conversation, such a equation between the two. And then the Gemara at the bottom said, we had the shear of Chita and Seora, what's Chayv and Chal? Is it two Kav? Is it three Kav? Is it four Kav? And the differences between high quality flour versus lower quality flour. Then we discuss the Kav of this place in Lugna. It's Chayv and Chala, that one Kav is really equal to 1 1/4 Kav of the standard measurement. And then we discussed how the women were very, very machmir not to do a full Kav of Chala, lest it bake matzah, lest it turn into chametz. They do 3 lug only. But we said that's a cool, because then you're circumventing the need for Chala. We said there are a few ways to really bring back in the Chiyuv Chala, either by putting in the basket, or have them noshes to each other, or leaving them even in the oven. Different shitas of how to bring them back into Hafrashas Chala. And then the Mishnah spoke about how 3 women could bake together matzah, either all at the same time, even though the last one's waiting, or they should not wait. They should have this kind of line where one bakes, one kneads, and one shapes them at the time. And Rebbe Kiva says it depends really on the oven, the women, and the wood. And then we finally had the Mishnah, the definition of Seor, which is you have to burn, but Pater, versus Chametz, which the one would be a Chiv Karis. Is it based on how many cracks there are, or based perhaps on the color? Okay, we'll stop here, everybody. Have a wonderful Shabbos.